With Hashem's loving grace, Bezat Hashem, this is Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's episode is episode number 44, and it's entitled SCS, Spiritual Cataract Surgery. We know that everything we have in the physical world corresponds to something in the metaphysical world. So we have in the physical world cataract surgery. What is cataract surgery? Cataract surgery results when the lens of the eye has become cloudy and it must be removed and replaced with an artificial lens that's called an intraocular lens or an IOL. But same thing happens to the soul. We know that our sages tell us that when a person transgresses, this causes a blemish of the soul. The soul becomes cloudy. And just as when the eye lens of the eye becomes cloudy, it can't be corrected with eyeglasses. A cloudy soul, it can't be corrected with eyeglasses either. Have to do surgery on that. That's tshuva. Just as we do cataract surgery on the physical eye to remove the cloudy lens and replace it with a clear lens, it's much easier to do the SCS procedure, the spiritual cataract surgery, because we replace the cloudy soul and we clean it up with a nice, clean, spiritual soul. And what is the advantage? Why do we need a clear soul? King Solomon said, "Bechol et yubgadech levanim," that at every moment your garments should be white. What was he talking about? He was talking about the soul, that the soul should be crystal clear all the time. Imagine the difference between a crystal clear soul and a cloudy soul is like the difference between a clean window and a window with soot or dust or mud on it. So what a clear window is very translucent. It transfers solar light. It transfers the light of the sun. Not only does it transfer the light of the sun, it harnesses the heat of the sun. So you have a greenhouse with the glass panes, and you have warmth, and you have sunlight, and this causes the process that we know in botany as photosynthesis. We have the same spiritual photosynthesis as well. When the soul is crystal clear, the clearer the soul is, which means the more blemish-free it is, the free it is of sin, it harnesses more divine light, it absorbs more divine light, it can accept more of an illumination of divine light, and this causes the soul to thrive exactly as in a spiritual photosynthesis process. So when a person blemishes the soul by way of sin, heaven forbid, then what happens is that person gets less of a measure of divine light. The less of a measure of divine light, the less spiritual energy that person gets. And then all of a sudden he has no desire to pray, no desire to learn, no desire to strengthen himself or herself in emunah. And this is from a lack of divine light. So we do the SCS, the spiritual cataract surgery, and that is tshuva. What happens with tshuva? It's much easier than the physical cataract surgery, because a physical cataract surgery, even though there's local anesthetic, it's painful because the doctor for 25, 30, 35 minutes is digging away at the eye, and the eye is very, very sensitive. And even though a person doesn't feel the pain, feels the discomfort of somebody digging away in his eye, that's not too pleasant. I know I went through that earlier this week. But what happens after, with all the discomfort of the cataract surgery? Here, I'm 72 hours after surgery and the world looks so gorgeous. It's a nice clear sight and everything, the colors are brighter and I can read so much better. And my sight, I could see clearly from far away. It's fantastic. The same thing goes with the SCS, the spiritual cataract surgery. When a person does tshuva, the tshuva, it's not penitence, it's coming back to Hashem. When a person returns to Hashem and expresses remorse for what they did wrong and makes a resolution to Hashem, I'm going to try my very best not to go back to that, it cleans the soul of the blemish. It's like doing a spiritual cataract procedure on the soul. Hashem takes away the blemish and all of a sudden there's more divine light and you feel better and you feel happier and you feel Hashem in your life. And even though the same challenges and difficulties are still there, the moment you feel Hashem in your life, this strengthens your emunah. Tshuva directly strengthens a person's emunah. When a person does tshuva with joy, It strengthens his or her emuna. Your emuna strengthens, you're closer to Hashem. That's SCS. That's the spiritual cataract surgery. We do tshuva, we get closer to Hashem. We feel Hashem's divine light much more. This strengthens our emuna. The more we strengthen our emuna, the closer we get to Hashem. The closer we get to Hashem, the more we feel Hashem in a beautiful upward spiral where the world begins to look gorgeous anywhere we look, materially and spiritually. And we have this wonderful desire to love Hashem, to fear Hashem, to get close to Hashem, to get to know Hashem. This is what we're doing on earth. Nothing is more gratifying. So Hashem should give you beautiful physical eyesight and beautiful spiritual sight. You should be able to see Hashem in everything, and He'll answer all your heart's wishes and every blessing on earth, in this world, the next. Amen. God bless.